Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 127 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. So good to be back here with you this week. It's been a whirlwind, I'll just tell you. So I am actually recording this on late Wednesday afternoon. I normally like to get these out, you know, Sunday or Monday, but this week it's late Wednesday, so this will come out tomorrow morning. And as I mentioned last week, Natalie was set up to run her half marathon at Disney this weekend or this past weekend, and she did that. And not only did she do it, she did it without stopping and finished quite well, I will say. So I told her once she was done, I said, well, you've just done something that not only I don't think I could do certainly right now, but I just don't have a desire to do it. And, you know, 6 months out of chemo, to be able to train really minimally for that, and then to be able to finish was pretty cool. And so really appreciate, even from last week when I just mentioned it, several texts and emails from some of the listeners, just encouraging her. And so just wanted to let you know that, she did well, and I'm going to pick back up on that theme here in a minute. But I wanted to tell you, you might be able to hear my voice. I can kind of hear, through my headphones that yesterday I had a scope procedure done in my throat. I've had issues on and off with my throat, kind of these rings that form in my throat, and they think it's maybe some type of food, but I've, as you all know, I eat fairly clean and don't eat a lot of dairy. I've cut most of that out, and so I don't know exactly what it is or why it does it, but ever so often I have an issue to where I have trouble swallowing. And so went in yesterday and had a scope done, and shoot, I'm still struggling. So it, normally they don't put me down, like, you know, kind of knock me down for a day, but this one has, knocked me down for a day and a half, and I can hear it in my throat, just trying to speak. So that, may be why you hear me sounding a little different, when you hear this episode. So, appreciate you sticking with us and sticking with me. Thanks for continuing to listen. Thanks for continuing to share. And I want to talk this week, it's going to be a short episode, but I want to talk this week about just keep going. Keep going. So I work with guys, you know, all the time, and I get emails, I get questions, you know, either someone's stuck, or, you know, they've started a new career, or they're having relationship issues, or they don't have enough self-confidence, or they, you know, don't know kind of what to do next. And my encouragement for you this week is to simply keep going. And I wanted to frame it in a positive way, because, you know, so many times you hear don't quit, and that's fine, or, you know, don't stop or whatever. But I really wanted to frame it in that positive mindset of just continuing that one step in front of the other. And go back to Natalie and her half marathon, and that's one of the things that she said, you know, one more mile, one more half mile, one more step, one more. And she, it was pretty cool. She had a shirt made from a good friend of ours, who had put people she was running for on the back of her shirt. And, you know, some have passed on from cancer, some are survivors. And, the last mile, the 13, you know, 0.2 miles, I guess, the last mile, she put was for her. And I thought that was pretty cool, because, you know, you get to that 12th mile and you think, man, you know, I've got one more mile. I know I can do it, right? All I have to do is keep going. But how many times throughout your life, how many times throughout life in general, do you run upon something that is hard, or do you run upon something that is tough, or you find yourself in a situation where you don't see light at the end of the tunnel, or you can't maybe figure out what to do next, or you don't know how to continue on, that's the time when you think, what? For some of you, it's just one step. Can I take one more step? Can I make it through one more day? Can I make it through, for some of you, one more hour? But I'm going to keep going. Think about one area in your life. Maybe you've got multiple, but think about one area in your life where right now everything within you wants to stop. Like everything within you says, I'm just done. I'm just fed up. I can't do it anymore. And if you truly want to succeed in that area, if you truly want to see some success in that area, if you truly want to see a breakthrough in that area, then this week, it's all about keep going. It's all about one more step. It's all about one more minute, one more hour, one more day, one more week. What is it within you that you need to start thinking differently about that area in order to continue to progress? Remember, your thoughts come from where? Right? Your thoughts create your feelings. Your thoughts come from your brain, but your thoughts are triggered by a circumstance. So that circumstance, whatever that thing is, right, is triggering all of these thoughts. If these thoughts are causing you to want to give up, are they causing you to want to quit, they're causing you to not want to keep going, those thoughts all need to be evaluated. Do a thought download. Put the circumstance in the top line. Here's what it is. Here's all those thoughts about it. How do they make you feel? If they are bad, terrible, no good thoughts, you're going to have bad, terrible, no good feelings. It's just the way it is. That's what you're going to have. So I want you to reframe those thoughts about that particular area that you're struggling with this week. And like I said, constrain down. Make it one area. I think sometimes, you know, especially with some self-help where we want to, you know, progress in this, you know, grandiose thing that we call life, we get so overwhelmed and so bogged down sometimes because it's so much, right? Well, forget about all the other things and just pick one. Just pick the one area where you know you are struggling. Pick the one area where you know you can't or you don't think you can move forward. Pick that area. And I want you to take that area and I want you to notice what you're thinking about it and I want you to notice what you're feeling and then check out the action line. Because I'll promise you, if you've got bad thoughts and negative feelings, your actions are going to be caught up in inaction. You're not going to be doing a lot of action. You're going to just be struggling. You're going to be sitting there. You're going to be waiting for that thing to end. It's not going to be productive. So take a look this week. Pick that one area. Tell yourself, I'm going to keep going because I want to keep going. Notice your thoughts. Notice your feelings. Change those actions because you're going to change those thoughts. You're going to produce a better feeling. And you're going to start making progress, maybe again, toward that goal. Toward improving that relationship. Toward your career. Toward whatever it is. Like, that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this work. You get to choose. You get to pick. You get to say. But it's all about you. So that's your challenge this week. That's your encouragement this week. I want you to keep going. Have a great week. I'll see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.